What about Exchange Media, your business?
Yeah. So Exchange Media is awesome. It's a content advertisement agency. We pretty much create content that converts into clients. We help service-based business owners across various verticals, whether it's healthcare, food, fashion, personal brand, coach, consultant, entrepreneur, whatever the case is. Maybe you're a YouTuber.
Right.
We can research your industry, craft content, edit it, manage it for you, as well as craft a system that can combine the bridge from content to advertisement to clients and put this cohesive system into your business.
Right.
So now you have a real marketing effort being put into practice.
That's so interesting. It's like so well-rounded, you know, going from a business, like a service-based business, to all the way to YouTube and stuff. And Jacob was also explaining it. And Jacob is your friend who you're working with, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's working with you.
Yes.
It's your business. Yes. Because he did talk about that too when he was our guest previously. And it's so interesting how when you find out what people actually need, right? And understanding the business side of things, such as what am I offering to my client? Because like at the end of the day, what it comes down to is how can you truly take that gift of yours and the knowledge of yours and help the client to see it? Because if the client doesn't see it, it's just like, what is this person really doing for me, and why am I even paying them in the first place?
Yep.
So, where did the advertise? Because you have a big team. Did that even like come from? Like the getting a lot of people to help you with advertisement and stuff. Because you can only do so much alone. You need a team.
Yes. So I like what you said there. Right. That's the shift as well. The moment you go from emotional based performance to result-based performance. I was satisfying somebody's emotions. Here are these photos, here are these videos, happy memory, yay, right? Versus, hey, I'm helping your business get results, whether it's whatever metric it is, whether it's engagement, likes, followers, return on income, time saved, right, et cetera, et cetera. Now there's a tangible result tied to the offer. So we can make a value gap here of like saying, hey, even though this costs this, what is the value, true value I'm providing you? Whether it's in dollar amount, time amount, right?
Do you also like edit videos, or you just like
filming? So we do everything. We're a full-on media advertisement marketing agency.
Okay.
I have a heavy emphasis on media as much as advertisement, because advertisement is media. Everything is media, right? Like it always goes back to content.
Yeah.
Website is content. Advertising is content. It always goes back to content.
The digital stuff,
so that's like the core of our pillars. But you asked about team. Why do I have such loyal people on my team willing to help me?
Yeah. It's because... Jacob was telling you, you guys have a lot of people who edit the content and a lot of people that come out on your business to film.
Yep.
Like probably what, 10 people or something?
Yeah. Something, we're getting there pretty much. Yeah. Like we have a good family. Why? People will follow the person that knows the plan, right? I like to bring up the four horsemen, even though they're not a good example for certain things. But like that ideology of like, you're going to follow the leader that knows exactly how to win this war. You're going to stand side by side with him because he gave you the plan. I always tell my friends as a joke, like, you have a better plan? Tell me what to do. I'll follow you.
Right.
I'll do exactly what you tell me to do. They're silent. They don't have the plan.
Yeah.
Right. Me, I've been blessed by God to see things very far ahead and put the pieces together and say, okay, we want to get here. Let's reverse engineer that. These are the steps. Lay it out for people. And they're like, wow, okay, I could get with that. Yeah. How can I help you? I love you so much, Isaiah. You have the plan. You're the man with the plan. You're leading this war. How can I help you? How can I live for you? How can I die for you? Yeah. As a brother, as a sister, et cetera, et cetera. And then also creating a culture of growth and leadership in itself. I don't like the term of like working for me. I like working with me.
Right.
I like to be around leaders and give them the opportunity to be leaders in their own space.
Exactly.
But just trust the man with the plan.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I think even that word, like working with somebody versus working for somebody, I think it's that one word that can actually change the trajectory of how you're even looking at it. Like from what perspective, because working with somebody is a friend, somebody that's loyal to you, somebody that wants to help you. For is like, what am I getting in return?
Yep.
But it's like, that's not always something you want to look for, especially when it comes to having a strong team and a good team. Is, okay, I may not get something today, but if I help that person and we're together as a team and brothers, we'll be together after years and we will both make a living. We will both be successful. Because it's like, a lot of the times people focus on themselves more than they focus on other people sometimes. And it's like, you have to know the balance. It's like, if you can't help yourself, you can't help anybody else. But then at the same time, when you know that you're capable of helping somebody else by going out of your way, that's a virtuous thing to do, yes. Right? Like the example of Jesus Christ, the example of Christianity, like the sacrifice and selflessness.
I love even that, right? Because even though they were all children, he allowed each of them to be a leader in their own space. Exactly. And make their own reason for why they want to be there, right? Yeah. So it's like, as a business owner, as a leader, like I like Dan Martell, he talks about this. People eventually, they'll start focusing on system and processes, like when they get to the millions level. But when you want to get beyond that, you focus on people, on your team, on culture, on giving people a reason to want to be a part of this. It's like, you know, when a person gets a job at Apple, they're like, oh my God, I'm at Apple. Like, I get to help Apple. It's just not just a random job. I'm part of like innovative change, technology. Like, I'm here because I want to be here.
Right.
Not because like I just need a job and I'm just here. Like, so when you have that, when you make that bridge of making your team understand why they want to be there, then they're going to work as hard as you, if not harder.
Right. And it's like, the bigger your business is and the more successful, the higher the need for them to be productive and strive to be better. Because if you just have somebody that, like, your business is growing, so are you. But then the person did like good job a year ago, but then 1 year later the business changed to needing more and more, but that person doesn't want to come along with it. You can't really do anything about it if they don't drag their feet and just come on with you. You can help them to like some extent, but there's always like levels to it. They have to be willing to kind of come along. Is that where you're
getting at? 1,000,000%. And regardless of like whoever goes on your team or who doesn't, circumstances reveal, you know, genuineness and intention behind anybody that's part of your team. It's good, actually.
Right.
I like that. This is why I love tough times. Tough times will reveal much about people.
Oh, yeah.
About if they understand why they're on the battlefield or not.
Right. And whether they want it something.
Yeah, there'll be down times too where it's like, you can get off the battlefield. Please, just walk away. You're fine. Or you could, that's when somebody's true colors will come out. And if you see them stick through and do the hard work when it gets the most rough, those are people that are worthy to keep around.
Exactly. Did you ever have a moment like that where, because obviously when you go through failures and stuff, it has to be, part of the failure has to be, you know, you're not being able to work with somebody. Like you said, you have a good friend, but it's like it didn't work out in the business. Yeah. Something went wrong.
My first business, that happened. And even this business, I had a team member. He actually helped me create or refine many of my founding ideas when I presented it to everybody, right? But he just couldn't continue because of just his own circumstances. Just not being okay with trusting the leadership. Like, there's a lot of things that go into that, but it's completely fine.
Right.
You know, that's why I'm very grateful for who did stick around. You know, I thank them every day. I take care of them for a reason.
For sure. You know, and that's part of being a leader is, sometimes it just comes down to you being the last person that eats on the table and you know, having your team do that first, because it's like you are a leader for a reason. You have to lead by example. I think one of the things that people misunderstand in leadership, in my opinion, is they think of the power that they have or the fact that they're in charge, but they outlook on the fact that as a leader, the best thing you can do is lead by example. If you don't lead by example, you can say all you want. You can put all the money on the table, whatever it may be. But if you are not the example that that people are looking at you as saying, I want to be where he is, or I want to be closer to who he is, that type of thing, and grow with him and learn from him, is you're just not leading by example. And I don't think you're a leader at that point. You're just somebody that somebody else is working with you just to get something out from you. Yep. And that just ruins the relationship. That's just a toxic way to be with somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why I like to like see myself as a king, right? But like people...
But then humble at the same time, right?
Of course humble. But let me explain, right? Elaborate. For sure. Most people see king as a authoritative, controlling, egotistical, power-hungry person.
Yeah.
But they don't see the other side of the coin of the king that dies on the battlefield for his people, makes sure everybody eats, protects everybody, handles tough conversations on their behalf. You know, like that type of person, that right. type of leader of like, I was on the, you know, you ever see like a fat, like gluttony type of king that's like all fat, he's lazy, he's just sitting, like he has everybody do everything. And then right. you see the other type of king that's in shape on the battlefield. He started as a knight. Yeah. He worked his way up.
Doing more than other people.
He does more work than everybody.
Yeah.
The true honorable, respectable king, right? Like, so that's why I see myself as that. That's why I strive to be that type of person.
You know what's crazy about that is even in the movies, it's revealed that kings like that are fat and just having people to do whatever they want. When there's a time and a chance, they kill that king. But one that's like strong and leading by example, they love them.
Yeah.
Like they don't really, even if there's a chance of like betraying, they won't do it. You know what I mean? They have that.
Just to love the loyalty. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's another thing? Even in the movies and stuff, the kings like that, the empires have always fallen.
Yes.
Same example with the business.
You see that leader,
it will eventually crumble because it doesn't have a strong foundation.